Senator Durbin joins us now. He's on his way, making his way over here to the Polish Museum of America. Governor Rauner will be here as well. Congressman Quigley. Good morning, Senator.
How you doing, Steve?
I am fine. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. I'm headed back to Washington this afternoon, and it's in turmoil, as you know, because of some of the news that was reported over the weekend.
Yeah, well, obviously I want to get to that, but I also want to give you a chance to talk about your saber, because we're seated just a few feet from your saber, and I don't have a saber. What can you tell me about your saber?
Well, that's an interesting thing. A few years back, I joined a group that pushed for Poland to be part of NATO. And when they became part of NATO, there was a ceremony, and I'm darned if they didn't present eight members of Congress with a Polish cavalry saber. And I thought to myself, what am I going to do with this?
Right.
So I thought, perfect place is to put it in the museum there. And so they've displayed it. And that's where it ought to be.
It looks beautiful. Your staff did tell our staff that they're glad you don't have it in D.C. on a rough day.
That's right. The moments when I would like to come. But I need a horse. I mean, it's for cavalry. It's all right.
Well, we know how important this this building is and this museum is, so we look forward to seeing you here a little bit later. But before we get to any of that, over the weekend, once again, President Trump did something that's unprecedented, and I'd like to tell you it's good news, but it's not. The idea that someone who has been worried about delegitimizing his own presidency, who has already delegitimized the FBI, taking a shot to delegitimize the Justice Department, certainly to make comments about delegitimizing Congress, has now said a former president bugged the Trump Tower. Your thoughts?
Well, of course, I don't believe it for a minute. President Obama denied it, and I'm sure people say, well, why? Well, of course he would. And then the director of National Intelligence on television yesterday denied it. And then the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation denied it, took a step further and said to the Department of Justice, I want you to suspend the rules, which say you're not supposed to make a public report of it. Make a public report of it. We did not tap his phone. So you've got to ask yourself, what is he up to? If it were a serious charge, he would have made it at a press conference with the attorney general and everybody standing next to him. But to make it in a tweet at 6:30 in the morning, I think we all know what this is. He's playing games, and he's doing it with the credibility of the presidency.
Talk for a minute, if you can, because there's quantifiable damage and damage that you can't quantify, but it goes on every day. The rest of the world reads news about America and consumes news about America, and they're hearing this. What does that mean to the rest of the world?
I'll give you an example. 2 weeks ago, I was in Warsaw, Poland. Why was I there? Because they're scared to death about what President Donald Trump is going to do to their future in Poland. And the reason, of course, they don't share his high regard for Vladimir Putin. They're worried about what's going on with the missiles that Putin is putting in the Republic of Kaliningrad, right next to Poland. They're worried about possible invasion. We think in the United States, oh, he'd never do that. Ask the people of Ukraine. You know, he did it. And he's done it before in places like Georgia. So this president and his political views are raising questions around the world from traditional allies, not just Poland, but Australia and others that have been with us through thick and thin. And that is worrisome.
Senator, which would be atop the congressional to-do list, investigating Russian interference, the Jeff Sessions possible perjuring himself, the Obama wiretap, the immigration ban, which right now is number one for today?
Well, for investigation, it would be the Russian interference in our election campaign, which was verified by every intelligence agency. It is the first time we know that a foreign government has tried to influence the outcome of an American election at the highest level. This is something we can't take for granted. I'm not going to shrug my shoulders and say boys will be boys. This is a big deal, and we ought to consider it as such. Was the Trump campaign involved in it? I don't know. But an investigation, a credible investigation, can find that out, at least to the best of our knowledge. In the meantime, Putin is going to be sitting in Moscow laughing up his sleeve. Here he is pushing for the election of Donald Trump, a man who says that he's a superhero, and he wins. Trump wins. And in the meantime, they're negotiating in the Republican platform at the convention whether they're going to say anything negative about Putin's invasion of Ukraine. I mean, it's terrible that it's reached this point. That is the highest priority.
It seems to me, and certainly correct me if I'm wrong, but the one person who could change the course of this story is Donald Trump, and not by diversion, but if he is in fact innocent of all charges and his people are innocent of all charges, simply say as president of the United States and say it today. Say, I want a full, independent investigation of Russia, Russia's ties, and all of the above, wherever it goes. And
Leon Panetta said that yesterday, Steve. Leon Panetta was on television yesterday, said exactly that. And he was chief of staff to Clinton during the darkest moments. And he said, you have got to say at some point, we cannot stay behind this story. We've got to get in front of it. And that means full cooperation. We're sunk if we don't. And that's what it means here. If Donald Trump and his campaign did nothing wrong, so be it. And they ought to say, complete the investigation. We're confident of the outcome. But that's not what we're getting.
There's a very large concern about how transparent this investigation will be. I think you said it first here, or certainly one of the early moments you said it. You certainly said it before anybody else did, that we need this to be an independent investigation. It's ridiculous how Chaffetz and the House have dragged their feet on this. But the Senate has been slow to react as well. And I made it clear I'm no Mitch McConnell fan. But it seems the Senate's getting more done than the House. Can you describe what sort of investigations are going on now and if they're going to be enough for people?
Well, the two serious ones are the intelligence committees of the Senate and House. The House has been discounted, the effort, because Congressman Nunez, a Republican of California, has questioned whether there was even an investigation necessary. On the Senate side, Burr, Republican of North Carolina, and Warner, Democrat of Virginia, seem to be moving forward. What I like about the committee, there's some real independent, principled people from both political parties sitting on the committee. What I don't like, it'll be behind closed doors. It'll be a secret investigation, which maybe a year from now, 2 years from now, they'll publish a classified report, which the public won't see unless the White House approves public review. That, to me, is not the way it should go. It ought to be an independent, transparent commission. Let's put somebody like Colin Powell in as chairing it. Sandra Day O'Connor, I mentioned her name, former Supreme Court Justice, people we trust. Put them in a position of chairing this, and let's get to the bottom of the public side of this.
And to be the most generous I could possibly be here, I don't have any idea why the president wouldn't push for that, if in fact he is concerned about what's good for America and what's good for his administration.
Feel the same way, but, you know, there's another possibility out there, and that is that there was some collusion. We'll never know until we have a thorough, credible, open investigation.
What do you expect to develop today? You know, the diversionary stuff continues, obviously. The signing of a new executive order, which we believe won't include Iraq, could be coming up today. But one of the real frustrations is now Sean Spicer and others have said, we're not going to answer questions about this anymore. I don't know if they ever saw any of the movies or read any of the books, but this is exactly how Nixon messed up all the way through Watergate. And I'm not even comparing the two, but that's the easiest draw to make.
It's a cliche in Washington, but it's true. It's not the crime. It's the cover-up. And that's why the president and the White House ought to come out four square in favor of a complete investigation and say we're going to cooperate from start to finish. We have nothing to hide. If they don't, this thing is not going to go away. Sean Spicer is not going to be able to stonewall it.
Do you expect this to drag, or do you expect there to be some quicker action now that Saturday happened?
Well, I think it's going to take a long time. A legitimate investigation would take a long time. But the FBI is underway. And Comey, is serious about it. He's told us. And if he is, perhaps there'll be some things coming forward. But it's serious. It's involved. It will take time to do it right professionally. And I want the answer. Whether it's something politically I like or don't like, I think the American people deserve an answer.
Senator, speaking of that, Kellyanne Conway this morning was quoted as saying that Donald Trump has information and intelligence that the rest of us do not have. Could that be possible? Is that just completely erroneous?
Well, of course it's possible. And he should have more than anyone. I mean, there are things the president will be told that the other people won't be told. But to have the former president, Obama, to have Clapper, head of the director of national intelligence, Comey, the head of the FBI, all of them say it didn't happen, is pretty definitive. You know, it isn't. They aren't equivocating. I'm a politician. I know how to duck a question. They weren't ducking it. They just said flat out it didn't happen. Now, to say that the president knows about it, we know that Breitbart, this news source from Steve Bannon and others, speculated about it, and we think that's what brought the president to tweet at 6:30 in the morning. But I'm sorry, Kellyanne Conway, nice lady, I've met her, but her credibility is not the best.
No, I can say that for sure. And lastly, do you expect the president, President Obama in this case, to speak about this? Personally, I hope he doesn't, because the last thing we need is a world image of two presidents going back and forth.
I hope he doesn't. I hope he doesn't. I think he had to say and deny this wiretap. And what he tried to do was preserve as much evidence as possible before he left office. But I know, having spoken to him, he hopes to take the position, as most former presidents do, to step to the side and let the new president govern. That's the way it should be.
Appreciate your time, sir, and enjoy your time here. We will not touch your saber, I promise.
I'll be there shortly. See you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.